Maya. Human beings are thinking individuals. We are curious about life and about ourselves. Now, our ability to think takes us to many places, traveling countless roads of experience. Some are helpful, others, well, not so much. The uncertainties of human existence keep us in a constant state of movement, seeking a way out of difficulties, plotting and planning our way through life. We give much attention to the complaints that follow us from babyhood to old age. Now, sometimes we dwell on our failures, our disappointments, our lack and limitation, looking for explanation and clarity. We ask questions. What causes war and sickness? What is the basis for sadness and misery? Is there a way out, or is this simply to be our lot in life? Even so, we are an optimistic bunch of individuals. At the beginning of a new year, we find us getting together to wish and hope for a happier and healthier time, releasing that old year with few regrets. Intuitively, we know it should not be necessary for us to act in this way. Actually, with each disappointment, we become more certain that there must be a better way to handle what comes our way. We ask, is it really necessary to dwell on every little thing, looking for explanation and clarity? It is over. Why can't we just let it go? Is it possible to have experience and not judge it? Surely there is a better way to address life. Stressing over the uncertainties of human existence keeps us in a state of agitation, never really content or satisfied. Now, it is true, there are times when life is rather pleasant, agreeable, and even productive. However, many times we simply are not able to enjoy or appreciate the experience. We are too busy waiting for the next shoe to drop, dragging us back to that place of discontent and agitation. We are all familiar with that phrase, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. But remember, we are thinking individuals. We are curious about life and about ourselves. Since we have the ability to think, we also have the ability to learn. We give a great deal of thought to education. Learned individuals have told us that the way to get along in this world is through education. We have been encouraged to learn of things, to become well informed, to become knowledgeable, so that we may gain wisdom and understanding. And so off we go in search of a teacher, a school, or philosophy, seeking the tools necessary to navigate and maneuver our way through life. Now, there are schools, colleges, and universities whose sole purpose is to educate the mind, to teach the mind to receive and absorb information. Then there are those classes, the ones that teach us how to think, to develop and cultivate the art of critical thinking. They ask us to study and to reason, so that we may arrive at logical conclusions. Now, all of this sounds helpful It really does. Surely we will acquire a new way to handle what comes our way. An approach that is less stressful when dealing with the uncertainties of human existence. Now, some individuals consider life itself to be the school, with problems to solve and those lessons to learn. Now, this method of learning, it is a little less structured than the ones offered in the classrooms of colleges and universities. To consider life the classroom limits us to our personal experience and then to our response to that experience. But the view of personal experience is not large enough or wide enough to include all of the knowledge that life has to offer. To gain a more inclusive view of life, we must reach beyond ourselves, seeking a depth of understanding, one that goes beyond what that human being can comprehend, imagine, or invent. The quality we seek is wisdom. The world speaks of wisdom, looking to that learned individual to define it and to explain it. However, that learned individual can only speak from knowledge and understanding available at that moment. And no one expects to stay in that moment forever. Wisdom assigned to the world is not a firm foundation. The sincere individual, the one that is serious about life, is seeking something to rely on, searching deeper and wider for purpose and meaning. The scientist does his work in the laboratory, sharing what he has discovered in his time of research and experimentation. While he may speak of the discovery of the moment, he also gives his attention to where he expects to be in 1 year or 5 years down the road. He does not consider his discovery to be the final reality. Rather, he merely considers it the answer for the moment, a stepping stone leading to wider and larger revelation, the one that belongs to the future. He practices what he knows of his science now, allowing his practice to expand into greater knowledge and understanding. We may learn about life through education in those structured halls of colleges and universities. We may learn about life through personal experience, calling it our classroom, considering it a problem to solve with the lessons to learn. Each method brings a particular degree of knowledge and understanding, which is good as far as it goes. However, eventually, at some point, we must address the question of what to do with all that information. Intuitively, we feel we must do something with what we have learned. We understand that knowledge is not merely intellectual stimulation. Knowledge demands guidance and direction. So the question for us is, who or what does the guiding and the directing? Human perception is not insightful enough to do these things. The book of Proverbs tells us that wisdom is the principal thing. Earlier, I considered wisdom from the world's perspective, finding it helpful, but limited to what the world's opinion of what it might be. Proverbs speaks of wisdom that belongs to the inner being. In Proverbs 2:6, we read, The Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and experience are keys to wisdom, but God alone is its source. So now we know. We cannot look to the outer for what is available only in the inner. God is the source of wisdom. Our intuitive nature is open and receptive to the divine prompting. Let us learn to listen and trust it. Those of you who are here this morning, you're interested in a view of life beyond the halls of higher education and personal experience. You are curious about life beyond those uncertainties of human existence. You want a depth of understanding. You went beyond the reasoning of the head. You went beyond those trials and experimentation. You lifted your idea of self beyond the individual to the universal. And yes, you found this church. You discovered a spiritual way of life. You attended the Sunday service. Some of you took the classes. And you discovered that you of yourself are not wise enough to know what to do. But you have learned of the silence, the place where you give no thought. This is the sacred, holy place of learning. We listen with the inner ear and not with the head. And we perceive marvelous things. The splendor and significance of life are revealed. Now this morning's hymn began with the words, Savior, teach me day by day, love's sweet lesson to obey. Light, love, and wisdom are the reward for the one who dwells in this place. In the book, The Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ, Jesus speaks to us of wisdom, what it is, and where to find it. I quote, "There is a silence where the soul may meet its God, and there the fount of wisdom is, and all who enter are immersed in light and filled with wisdom, love, and power. The silence is not circumscribed. It is not a place closed in with wall or rocky steeps, nor guarded by the sword of man. Men carry with them all the time the secret place where they may meet their God. The silence is the kingdom of the soul, not seen by human eye." If you would find this silence of the soul, you must yourself prepare the way. None but the pure in heart may enter there. We contemplate these words of the Master. We want what belongs to the silence. And the instruction given is, if you would find this silence of the soul, you must yourself prepare the way. None but the pure in heart may enter there. This morning we are acknowledging the students who have completed classes in the Divine Science course of study. They are doing what is necessary to prepare the way. They are developing the art of listening with the inner ear and perceiving with the eye divine. They have learned to step outside themselves, to release the uncertainties of human existence. No other gods, no other awareness. These are the pure in heart. At this time, I would like to address the student who completed all of the classes in the Divine Science course of study. Jean, I congratulate you on your success. You now know of that firm foundation that allows you to spread your wings and explore beyond the confines of human comprehension. You have gone beyond the human understanding, becoming the one who is pure in heart. As you complete this course of study, you know it is neither an end nor is it a new beginning, but simply a way of life, one that you have committed yourself to live. Jing, I also congratulate you on completing the lessons necessary to become a divine science teacher. It is the responsibility of every teacher to inspire their students to lift their eyes on high and behold only Him. You become the pointer, asking your students to turn within and discover their teacher, the only master they will ever need. This is the high calling of a divine science teacher. Handle it well. Now, earlier we celebrated the students by presenting certificates of completion for the individual classes. At this time, we acknowledge Jing Policastri. He is now a divine science graduate and a member of the Alumni Association. Jing is also our new teacher. Would you please come forward to receive your certificates?
This is the one for the graduates. Jing, I remind you of the art of listening. The they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, 31.
Again, I invite you to join me in the library following the service. Would you join me now in our closing meditation? As we close our worship service, let us enter into the silence and listen to that still small voice in the midst of us. This is the true master, the only teacher we will ever need. It is the voice of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Truth reveals itself to the soul of man. When we become still enough, we hear the Good Shepherd call us by our name. The instruction is, leave all and follow me. This is the light that we seek. The one that says, be still and know that I am God. There is none else. This morning we may each declare, I choose to follow thee. I choose to learn of thee. Teach me, O Lord, is the cry of the soul ready to receive. Let us go to the place of inner being. The riches of heaven pour us out a blessing that goes beyond the human imagination. What is of God is pure, not tainted by personal judgment or opinion. Let us acquaint now ourselves with him and be at peace. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within, acknowledge him, so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.